بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, we are about to witness the third month of the Islamic calendar already, and that is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Rabi' means spring, Al-Awwal means the beginning of spring. This month was named after the first month in the days of Jahiliyyah when spring would start. That's why you had Rabi'ul Awwal, the first of spring, and that is what it means literally. The month of Rabi'ul Awwal does not carry any significance over every other month. In other words, it's not a sacred month like the month of Muharram or like the month of Rajab and the month of Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah. However, four of the most significant events and occurrences took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, of course, it is known for the month of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which took place on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's appointment as a Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him for prophethood in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal as well. Then the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left for the cave of Thawr, it was in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal as well. And the fourth event was, of course, the saddest event, and that was the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So though it may not be a significant month in a sense that it's not a sacred month, it has not been declared sacred by Allah Azza wa Jal, but it is a month wherein we are reminded of the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from beginning to end, from the time he was born right up to demise, and the two most significant aspects that took place in his life, and that was the day he was appointed as a Nabi, and of course the day when he embarked upon the migration to Medina to Munawwara. May Allah grant us understanding.